Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if you were selecting someone to serve as a character witness for you, would you choose your most tireless opponent? If you were selecting someone to care for one of your most precious possessions, would you choose someone who had repeatedly gone out of his way to work against your interests? And choices like that might seem unimaginable to us. But in today's reading from the book of Acts, we find our Lord making just such a choice as Christ selects Saul, the persecutor of Christians, to be his chosen apostle to carry his gospel to the nations. In the earliest years of the Christian church, it would have been difficult to find a more dedicated opponent of Christ than Saul of Tarsus. When Stephen became the first Christian martyr, Saul was there, giving his approval and holding the cloaks of the people who stoned Stephen. After that, Saul took the lead in rounding up and imprisoning Christians in Jerusalem. And then, when the Christians in Jerusalem had either been imprisoned or fled for safety, Saul took steps to expand his reach against the church. As we heard in our reading, Saul sought and received permission from the high priest to travel to Damascus to arrest the Christians there and bring them back to Jerusalem for punishment. Saul did his best to destroy the Christian church. Jesus, though, had other ideas. Saul set out on the road to Damascus to imprison Christians, but Christ met Saul on that road to set him free. Saul set out in malice, but Jesus came and met him in mercy. And Christ began by confronting Saul with his sin. The risen, glorified Jesus came to Saul in a flash of blinding light, and having brought Saul to his knees on the dirt of the Damascus road, Christ then said to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" In his blindness, Saul called out, "Who are you, Lord?" And the Lord answered, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." And with that, although his physical sight was gone, Saul at last began to finally see things clearly. In persecuting the Christian church, the body of Christ, Saul had been persecuting Christ himself. And Christ, whom he persecuted, is himself the Lord. And with that heartrending knowledge, Saul was sent by the Lord into Damascus. Through 3 days of fasting and prayer, he had time to think about what he had done and to begin connecting the Old Testament scriptures that he had long known with the one whom he now knew those scriptures testified about, the promised Savior, Jesus Christ. Then after 3 days, the Lord sent to Saul a faithful man named Ananias, one of the Damascus Christians he had been intending to arrest. Ananias came to Saul, laid his hands on him, and baptized him into Christ. Through God's gift of healing, Saul's eyes were opened to see, and through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, Saul was brought out of the darkness and into God's marvelous light. Saul had been one of Christ's most dedicated enemies, but Christ had graciously transformed him into a friend. By God's grace in Christ, Saul had been reconciled to God, and then Christ sent Saul out as his ambassador to bring that same gift of reconciliation to the world. When the Lord spoke to Ananias, he revealed his plans for Saul, saying, He is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. So now that Saul had been brought into the light of Christ, he would serve as Christ's instrument to bring that light to the world. On the cross, Christ, by his blood, ransomed people from God, for God, from every nation and tribe and language and people. And so from the day that he arose, Christ set about broadcasting that good news to people from every background, in every land. And in his gracious wisdom, our Lord chose to send that message of salvation out to sinners through sinners. After all, who better than the forgiven to share the good news of forgiveness? And who better than a man like Saul, who could describe himself in 1 Timothy as the chief of sinners? Who better to share the comfort that Jesus Christ is the friend of sinners? And so, beginning from Damascus, Christ sent his gospel out through Saul, also known as Paul, and eventually known as St. Paul, after whom this church is named. And Saul took the gospel to places like Arabia and Asia Minor and Europe. And in those places, Saul spoke of Christ to Gentiles and to Jews, jailkeepers and kings, to soldiers and slaves and businesswomen. Along the way, Saul suffered greatly for the name of Christ. Much like others had once suffered greatly for Christ at Saul's own hand. He was beaten and imprisoned multiple times. 3 times he was beaten with a rod. 5 times he was lashed with a whip 39 times, which was the maximum number allowed in Jewish law at that time. 1 time he was stoned and left for dead. But through the gospel that he proclaimed, countless souls found light and life and everlasting peace in Jesus Christ, just as Saul had done from that day on the Damascus Road. And ever since then, Christ has continued to send his gospel out from one forgiven sinner to another. And today he sends it again to you. For this message is every bit as important to us here today as it was for Saul back then. We might not have participated in the organized persecution of Christians like Saul did, but we are every bit as dependent on God's saving grace as Saul was. We each come into this life with a fallen, sinful nature that looks inward towards itself, rather than up to the Lord or outward towards our neighbors. A heart that by nature does not humble itself before the Lord and does not put his will above our own. As Paul once put it, we are born with a fallen sinful nature that is hostile to God and does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. In short, we are by nature enemies of God, enemies of Christ, every bit as much as Saul was. But just as Christ was not content to let Saul continue on his dead end road, our Lord would not be content to see any of us lost. And so, just like he did for Saul, the Lord comes to us. As he did for Saul, Christ came to you personally to give you the new life that he purchased for you on the cross and that he previewed for you in his resurrection. By water and the word, he came to you and shined his light into your heart. Having paid your ransom on the cross, he then came to you personally and unshackled your chains. And just as Christ cared for Saul throughout the highs and lows of his mission work, Christ also continues coming to you in his word and at his table, comforting you with his forgiveness, strengthening you in his grace, and giving you his peace. He comes to you and calls you friend. Although we have earned none of this, it is all ours as God's free gift to us in Jesus Christ. That is the kind of God we have, a God who astounds us with his amazingly gracious choices, a God who chose his most tireless opponent to be his witness before the nations, a God who entrusted the treasure of his gospel to a man who had tried to eradicate the gospel, a God who reaches out to people who have sinned terribly against him, people like Saul, people like you and me, and chooses us to be his trusted friends. And by God's grace, that is what you are. For such amazing grace, may the name of Jesus Christ be praised in every place forevermore. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.